AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Israel today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said support for Israel is unshakable in the war with Hamas, but civilians must be protected.
Democracies are stronger and more secure when we uphold the law of war. And as I've said, protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza is both a moral duty and a strategic imperative.
The UN Security Council scheduled a vote on an Arab-sponsored resolution calling for an urgent cessation of hostilities in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages held by Palestinian militants. Pope Francis has approved blessings for same-sex couples in the Catholic Church, but they must not resemble marriage. The church contends that is between a man and a woman. The mayor of Chicago says a 5-year-old boy living in a temporary shelter for migrants in the city died over the weekend after being transported to a hospital after suffering a medical emergency. The body of Sandra Day O'Connor is lying in repose at the Supreme Court. The first woman justice on the court died earlier this month. She was 93. Speaking today at the court was Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Later on, she would often say that it was good to be the first, but don't want to be the last. Today, I know she is smiling, knowing that 4 sisters serve on her court.
A storm is barreling up the East Coast, flooding roads and downing trees in the Northeast, knocking out power. A man was killed by a fallen tree in Windom, Maine. A mother of 6 in Utah, Ruby Frank, who gave parenting advice on YouTube, pleaded guilty to 4 felony counts of second-degree aggravated child abuse for abusing and starving 2 of her children. She'll be sentenced in February. A federal judge issued a temporary restraining order, barring removal of a memorial to Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. This is AP News. A U.S. military official says a Cayman Islands-flagged tanker, the Swan Atlantic, was attacked off Yemen.
The official said the vessel was attacked by multiple projectiles at about 9 a.m. local time. The USS Carney, a U.S. warship which provides security to ships in the area, responded to the incident. The attack that targeted the chemical and oil products carrier is the latest in a series of assaults on vessels in the Red Sea and its strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The Houthis did not immediately claim responsibility for this assault, but they have claimed responsibility for others recently. They say they're targeting vessels linked to Israel in support of Palestinian militants. British experts also reported an incident in the Strait off a Yemen port and warned vessels in the area to exercise caution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The NHL's Ottawa Senators fired coach DJ Smith and replaced him with former Senators coach Jacques Martin. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.